Ježišovu kapitolu 1. až 3.
And before we do that, let's just pray real quick.
A poďme sa ešte pomôcť prepiť.
Lord, we do want to learn of you and from your word.
Pane, my sa chceme učiť tvojho slova.
Lord, we just ask that you'd speak to us by your spirit.
A tak ťa prosím, aby si k nám prehovoral cez svojho ducha.
Lord, change us.
Pane, prosím, zmeň nás.
Help us to know who you are through these things.
Pomôž nám pochopiť, že kto ty si cez tieto veci.
And who we need to be in you.
A kto my sa máme stať v tebe.
In your great name.
A v tvojom veľkom mene.
Amen. Amen. All right. As I was going through Exodus in preparation,
keď som sa pripravoval na tú kapitolu 2. Mojžišovu,
I realized that we get a lot of our conceptions about the story of Moses from movies and art and television.
Tak som si uvedomil, že kopu rôznych príbehov o Mojžišovi sme už videli cez televízor, cez knihy, nie, cez videá, cez kina.
You know, my image of Moses is Charlton Heston.
Moja predstava o Mojžišovi je Charlton Heston.
I don't know what yours is.
Neviem, ako máte vy.
Whatever your favorite Moses movie was.
Neviem, aký je váš najobľúbenejší film o Mojžišovi.
Right, because the Moses story, it's this epic, widescreen kind of story, right?
Viete, ten príbeh o Mojžišovi je taká širokouhlá obrazovka, epická.
And it's a big story.
A je to veľký príbeh.
And we're gonna go through in the next couple weeks the story, a big portion of the story, rather quickly.
A v najbližších niekoľkých týždňoch pôjdeme cez veľkú časť toho príbehu pomerne rýchlo.
Then we'll have Easter.
A potom bude Veľká noc.
And then we'll come back after Easter and maybe go back a little bit slower through some of the things.
A potom sa vrátime po Veľkej noci a cez niektoré veci prejdeme podrobnejšie.
But tonight we're going to look at the first three chapters and it's really about an identity crisis.
Ale dneska by sme sa chceli pozrieť na prvé tri kapitoly a to je vlastne o kríze identity.
Is this answer to this question, who am I supposed to be?
A mala by nám odpovedať na otázku, že kým by som sa mal stať.
Because as we go through the story we'll see that Moses really doesn't know how to answer this question.
Lebo keď ideme cez ten príbeh, tak vidíme, že Mojžiš nevie odpovedať na túto otázku.
And maybe you don't know how to answer that question.
A možno ani vy neviete odpovedať na túto otázku.
You know, Pastor Otto, who was speaking here last week.
Pastor Otto, ktorý tu hovoril minulý týždeň.
He started his sermon with a question.
Začal hovoriť svoje ukázanie s jednou otázkou.
Says, who would like to be born a gypsy?
Že kto by sa chcel narodiť ako Róm?
You know, no one was raising their hands.
A nikto nezdvihol ruku.
Right, and if it was in Moses' story, it would be, who would want to be born a Hebrew?
A keby to bolo v Mojžišovom čase, asi by sa opýtali, že kto by sa chcel narodiť ako Žid?
Because it wasn't a popular thing.
Lebo to určite nebol obľúbená alebo populárna vec.
And as we get into this story, I hope that we can see that if you want to know what you were created to be or who you were created to be.
A tak ako pôjdeme cez ten príbeh, ak sa chcete vy sami dozvedieť o tom, kým sa máte stať.
If you want to figure out what you're created to do,
ak máte prísť na to, že čo ste boli stvorení, aby ste urobili,
you're never gonna know this until you meet your creator.
Tak nikdy na to neprídete až do momentu, kým nestretnete vášho stvoriteľa.
And this story is the story of Moses meeting his creator.
A tento príbeh je o tom, že Mojžiš stretol svojho stvoriteľa.
Until we meet our creator,
a dovtedy, než my ho stretneme,
we'll always be less of ourselves.
Tak vždy budeme o niečo menej ako to, kým by sme mohli byť.
Less of what we need to be for the people around us.
A menej ako to, čo by sme mohli byť pre ľudí okolo nás.
And it's only until we meet our creator that we can answer these deep questions like, who am I supposed to be?
A je to iba dovtedy, kým stretneme nášho stvoriteľa, aby nám on odpovedal, že kým sa môžem stať.
And we'll be in this kind of identity crisis.
Takže budeme rozberať krízu identity.
Let's look at the next slide. So this is the title of our story.
Toto je názov dnešného príbehu.
It's very clear, isn't it?
Je nám to jasné však.
Yeah, it's in perfectly good ancient Hebrew and Greek.
Že je to veľmi v perfektnom starom dávnom hebrejčine a in Greek, a grečtine.
Grečtina. The reason I put this up here is that In Hebrew and Greek there's two different titles for this book.
A že dôvod, prečo som to tam dal, je, že v hebrejčine a gréčtine sú názvy tejto kapitoly rozdielne.
And together they kind of make a nice picture.
Ale dohromady dávajú pekný obraz.
The Hebrews call this book the Book of Names.
Hebrejovia nazývajú túto knihu knihou mien.
The Book of Names, the Book of Identities.
Knihou identity.
And then the Greeks call it Exodus.
A gréčtina to nazýva Exodus, vedenie.
Which basically means a journey out.
Čo znamená, že cesta von.
And I thought, what a great title if you put these two things together.
A ja som premýšľal o tom, aký je to super názov, keď ich dáte dohromady.
Yeah, this journey out of your identity.
Ako keby to bola cesta von z vašej vlastnej identity.
Journey outside of oneself.
Je to cesta von z vás sami.
And it's not a journey with no destination.
A nie je to cesta, ktorá by nemala žiadny cieľ.
It's a journey to God.
Alebo je to cesta smerom k Bohu.
And it's a journey with God.
A je to cesta s Bohom.
So let's look at this journey. We're going to read Genesis chapter 1 just real quick.
Takže pozrime sa na túto cestu. Prečítame si Exodus 1. kapitolu.
Mm-hmm. Next slide. First chapter, and I'll just read it in English.
Patrik prečíta v angličtine.
And we're not going to get too deep into it, it's just context.
A nebudeme príliš hlboko sa dostávať do obsahu.
Okay, so verse 1. These are the names of the sons of Israel who went to Egypt with Jacob, and each with his family: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin, Dan, and Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The descendants of Jacob numbered 70 in all, and Joseph was already in Egypt. Verse 6. Now Joseph and all of his brothers and all that generation died, but the Israelites were fruitful and multiplied greatly and became exceedingly numerous, so that the land was filled with them. And so this is basically recapping everything we learned in the last few weeks going through the story of Joseph.
Čiže toto zhrnuje všetko, čo sme si prešli v posledných týždňoch v tom príbehu o Jozefovi.
Now something new happens in verse 8.
A niečo nové sa v 8. verši stáva.
Then a new king who did not know about Joseph came into power in Egypt. Look, he said to the people, the Israelites have become much too numerous for us. Come, we must deal shrewdly with them, or they will become even more numerous. And if war breaks out, they will join our enemies, fight against us, and will leave the country. Verse 11. So they put slave masters over them to oppress them with forced labor, and they built Pithmoth and Ramses as store cities for the Pharaoh. But the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied and spread, so that the Egyptians came to dread the Israelites, and they worked them ruthlessly. They made their lives bitter with hard labor in brick and mortar and all kinds of work in the fields. In all their hard labor, the Egyptians used them ruthlessly. So, bad situation, right?
Takže tu máme skutočne zlú situáciu.
All right, and then it gets worse.
A ešte sa stane horšie.
Verse 15, the king of Egypt said to the Egyptian midwives, whose names were Sapphira and Puah, when you help the Hebrew women in childbirth and observe them on the delivery stool, if it is a boy, kill him. And if it's a girl, let her live. And the midwives, however, feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt had told them to do. They let the boys live. And the king of Egypt summoned the midwives and asked them, why have you done this? Why have you let the boys live? And the midwives answered Pharaoh, Hebrew women, they're not like Egyptian women. They're vigorous and they give birth before the midwives come. Small lie, right? Alright, verse 20. So God was kind to the midwives, and the people increased and became even more numerous. And because the midwives feared God, he gave them families of their own. Verse 22, and then Pharaoh gave this order to all his people, every boy that is born to you must be thrown into the Nile, but let every girl live. Amen. Tough times, right?
To sú ťažké časy, však?
Right, tough times.
Ťažké časy.
these were not times that they enjoyed, but they were times that they should have been a little bit ready for, right?
A nie je to niečo, čo si mohli užiť, ale je to niečo, na čo sa asi mohli pripraviť.
Because remember in Genesis chapter 15, God very specifically told Moses, you're going to have these tough times. Or sorry, Abraham, you're going to have these tough times.
Lebo ak si pamätáte, v Genesis 1. Mojžišovej, Boh povedal Abrahamovi, že takéto časy ich budú čakať, takéto kruté časy.
That his descendants would be in slavery and in suffering for over 400 years.
Že jeho potomci budú budú trpieť a stanú sa z nich otroci na 400 rokov.
So the background is as God is growing this family of Israel into a nation, they're becoming a national threat to the Egyptians.
Čiže na pozadí je to, že ako Boh nechá, aby Židia rástli do veľkej rodiny, tak tak oni ako národ sa zároveň začnú stavať hrozbou pre Egypťanov.
Okay. And like many nations, they respond through genocide, right?
A tak ako mnoho iných národov, aj oni sa rozhodli pre genocídu.
It's nothing new, it's happening today, right?
Nie je to nič nové, aj teraz sa to stáva.
Right. Let's look at our next slide. So here's some pictures of Moses. You can pick your favorite. And that can just stick in your mind for the rest of this talk.
This one's mine.
You gotta love Charlton Heston.
Okay.
My close second is from the Prince of Egypt.
Tesne druhý je z princa egyptského.
Got a nice soundtrack.
Má to peknú hudbu.
Okay. So, let's look at this guy Moses. We'll go to our next slide.
Poďme na ďalší.
This is Moses' name in Hebrew.
Takto vyzerá Mojžišovo meno v hebrejčine.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
A porozprávam o tom za chvíličku.
Let's read the story of Moses. We're going to read verses 1 through 10 in chapter 2. Sorry, Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 through 10.
Takže poďme prečítať druhú kapitolu od 1. do 10. veršu.
Now a man of the house... Actually, can you read that?
Istý muž z Lévyho rodu si vzal za ženu dievča zo svojho kmeňa. Žena počala a porodila syna. Keď videla, že je pekný, ukrývala ho 3 mesiace. Keď ho už ďalej nemohla skrývať, vzala papyrusový košík, vymazala ho asfaltom a smolou. Vložila doň chlapca a položila ho do trstiny pri brehu Nílu. Jeho sestra sa postavila obďaleč, aby sa dozvedela, čo sa s ním stane. Vtedy sa faraónová dcéra prišla kúpať do Nílu, jej služobnice sa zatiaľ prechádzali po brehu. Keď v trsti zazrela košík, poslala svoju slúžku, aby ho priniesla, a keď ho otvorila, uvidela dieťa. Bol to chlapec a plakal. Zľutovala sa nad ním a povedala, toto je chlapec hebrejských detí. A vtedy sa jeho sestra spýtala faraónovej céry, mám ti ísť zavolať dojku z hebrejských žien, aby ti to dieťa dojčila? Faraónova dcera jej odpovedala, choď. Dievča šlo a zavolalo matku dieťaťa. Faraónova dcera jej povedala, vezmi toto dieťa, dojči mi ho a ja ťa odmením. Žena vzala dieťa a dojčila ho. Keď chlapec odrástol, priviedla ho k faraónovej dcére a tá si ho osvojila, dala mu meno Mojžiš a dodala. Veď som ho vytiahla z vody.
Thank you. Crazy story, right?
Yeah, je to zaujímavý príbeh, však?
Can you imagine you have this beautiful baby boy? He's described as this beautiful baby boy.
Viete si predstaviť tohoto nádherného chlapca, lebo tak je to opísané ako nádherný, alebo zaujímavý chlapec.
How can this boy be a national threat?
Ako môže sa takýto chlapec stávať národnou hrozbou?
You know, and you have to do something desperate as his mother and, you know, make this little boat and throw him in the river.
A vy ako matka sa rozhodnete pre niečo také neskutočné a rozhodnete sa vytvoriť košík a pošlete ho dolu vodou.
You know, and by God's grace this little basket gets to the daughter of Pharaoh. How amazing.
A vďaka Božej milosti sa tento malý košík dostane k faraónovej dcére.
You know, and this little baby screaming his head off.
To určite malé bábetko proste sa ide vykričať od bláznostva.
You know, it softens the heart of this woman, probably.
A pravdepodobne to zmekčí srdce tej faraónovej dcery.
And it says she felt sorry for him, right?
Lebo je napísané, že sa zľutovala nad ním.
And she opens up the little basket and says, oh, it's a Hebrew kid.
A tak otvorila ten košík a hovorí, aha, že to je hebrejské dieťa.
You might be wondering, how does she know it's a Hebrew kid?
A možno si hovoríte, že ako vedela, že to je hebrejské dieťa.
Remember, he's a Hebrew, so he's got the sign of circumcision.
A pamätajte na to, že keď je Žid, tak má ten znak obriezky.
You can Google that.
Môžete si to vyhrádať na Google.
All right. He looks a little bit different, okay?
Proste vyhrá trošku inak.
But she takes this little boy and she raises him as his own or her own, excuse me.
A tak si zoberie tohoto malého chlapca a vychová ho ako keby bol jej vlastný.
And it says she's named him Moses, right? Which means because I drew him out of the water.
Aha. A je povedané, že ho nazvala Mojžišom, lebo ho vytiahla z vody.
And it's interesting this name to be pulled out or drawn out.
A toto meno znamená, že byť vytiahnutý.
Because he's literally obviously being pulled out of this desperate situation into life.
Lebo on skutočne ako keby doslovne bol vytiahnutý z tejto nešťastnej situácie späť do života.
But we're going to see that this name is very prophetic.
Ale my zistíme na to, že toto meno je vlastne veľmi prorocké.
Because he's not only pulled out of the Nile.
Lebo on nie je len vytiahnutý z Nílu.
But he's pulled out of his culture.
Ale je takisto vytiahnutý z jeho vlastnej kultúry.
He's pulled out of his own home.
Z jeho vlastného domova.
He's pulled out of his own identity.
Z jeho vlastnej identity.
You know, and this is going to create some serious confusion in this young kid.
A to skutočne vytvorí celkom dobrý zmetok v tomto mladom dieťati.
Can you imagine growing up?
Viete si predstaviť, že by ste vyrastali ako Mojžiš?
You know your heritage.
Viete, aká je vaša minulosť?
You know you're one of those dirty Hebrews that's a slave.
Vy viete, že pochádzate z tých Hebrejov, ktorí sú teraz otroci.
You know, but you've grown up in the palace.
Ale vyrastali ste v paláci.
You know, who do you belong to?
Tak kam vlastne patríte?
Are you Egyptian?
Patrite k Egyptianom?
Are you one of these Hebrews?
Patrite k týmto Židom?
You know, where's your alliances?
Kde sú vlastne vaše spoločenstvo?
You know, where's your identity?
Kde je vaša identita?
You know, did your mom really love you or did she just throw you in the river?
Ľúbila vás vaša mama alebo vás len tak hodila do tej vody?
You know, this raises some serious psychological counseling questions.
Určite je tu veľa serióznych otázok, ktoré sú hodné psychologického poradenstva.
You know, probably we've kind of probably all felt that way in certain situations in our life too, right?
Ale možno aj v našich životoch sú podobné situácie, kde sme sa tak cítili.
You know, who am I?
Keď sa pýtate, že kto som?
You know, where do I belong?
A kam patrím?
You know, what am I really about?
A o čom vlastne som?
You know, and he basically is raised in this foreign family, essentially.
On je vlastne vychovávaný v tejto cudzej rodine pre neho.
He's born into a privileged family.
A je narodený v privilegovanej alebo vzácnej rodine.
We'll look at our next slide, if we can. Yeah. Okay. In Acts chapter 7, we get a little commentary.
V skutkoch v 7. kapitole máme komentár.
Stephen, before he gets stoned, gives us great message.
Štefán tesne predtým, ako ho ukameňovali, ešte dal takúto dobrú kázeň.
And he says that Pharaoh's daughter took Moses in and he educated him.
A hovorí, že faraónova dcera si ho vzala a vzdelávala ho.
He was educated in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and he was powerful in speech and action. So this is what this young man grows up to be.
Vzdelala ho v múdrosti, ktorú mali Egyptenia a v, mal vlastne schopnosť dobre hovoriť a veľa konať.
So he's grown up to be a man of action and man of power.
Čiže on skutočne vyrastol na muža, ktorý je schopný byť aktívny a má silu.
We also know from Acts that he's 40 years old at this point.
My takisto vieme zo skutkov, že má 40 rokov v tomto momente.
And we're going to look in verse 11, what happens when this guy gets to be 40.
A my sa pozrieme na verš 11 a zistíme, že čo sa stalo, keď mal Mojžiš 40 rokov.
And that he's still struggling with these issues of who am I and what am I supposed to be doing.
A že ešte stále bojuje s tými istými otázkami, kto je a čo by mal robiť.
So if you're 40 and you still haven't figured it out, don't worry.
Takže ak máte 40 a ešte stále ste na to neprišli, tak to je okay.
Actually, he doesn't really get it until he's about 80, so.
Vlastne, ak si to tak zoberieme, on na to nepríde, až kým nemá 80.
So we're in good company.
Takže sme v dobrej spoločnosti.
So, let's read verses 11 through 14.
Takže poďme čítať verše 11 až 14.
It says, one day after Moses had grown up, he went out to where his own people were, and he watched them at their hard labor. And he saw an Egyptian beating up a Hebrew, one of his own people, and glancing this way and that to see that seeing no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. And the next day he went out and he saw two Hebrews fighting. And he asked the one in the wrong, "Why are you hitting your fellow Hebrew?" And the man said, "Who made you ruler over or judge over us? Are you thinking of killing me as you were killing that Egyptian?" Then Moses was afraid and thought, "What I did must have became known." So we see 40 years later, he's starting to maybe get interested in his heritage.
Čiže vidíme, že o 40 rokov neskôr pravdepodobne začína byť znovu sa zaujímať o svoje dedictvo, odkiaľ pochádza.
He's just kind of observing the situation.
Prezerá si tú situáciu, ktorej sú.
And then he sees, you know, a fellow Hebrew getting mistreated here.
A vidí, že je tam jeho priateľ Hebrej, ktorému sa nedostalo dobrého zaobchádzania.
And it just fires up something in his heart.
A v ňom to proste niečo rozpálí.
I don't know if you've seen something like that.
Neviem, či to poznáte, niečo také.
Or you just see some injustice going on in this, maybe in the street.
Keď vidíte napríklad na ulici, že sa deje nejaká nefér vec.
You know, and you just wanna, you know, I remember once seeing a situation.
A ja viem, že ja som bol v takejto situácii.
Or there's this, you know, this guy and he's like really mistreating his girlfriend or whatever.
Kde bol chlapík, ktorý sa veľmi nevhodne správal k svojej priateľke.
You know, and she's screaming her head off.
A ona tak strašne jačala.
And he like literally picks her up and is like taking her away.
A on ju doslovne zdvihol a odniesol preč.
You know, and it kind of all of a sudden, you know, stirs up something like, let's go pound this guy's face in. You know, like, this is wrong, right? You know, and you probably all had maybe this guy, so it's lots of testosterone,
right?
You know, we see these injustices, you see something wrong, you're like, I want to do something about it. And I imagine that was something that was kind of what was going on in Moses.
A ja si viem predstaviť, že niečo také podobné práve išlo v Mojžišovi.
You know, and he just snapped and just went for it.
A on proste si lúskol prstami a šiel potom.
You know, and in Acts we get a little commentary.
A v tých skutkoch vidíme taký komentár k tomu.
Moses thought that his own people would realize that God was using him to rescue them.
Mojžiš si myslel, že jeho vlastní ľudia pochopia, že Boh používa jeho.
But they didn't.
Ale oni to nepochopili.
You know, and I just thought this is a perfect example for us sometimes.
A to je možno, že dobrý príkladom pre mnohých z nás.
You know, as we look at different injustices around us.
Keď sa dívame na mnoho nefér vecí, ktoré sa dejú okolo nás.
Or different needs around us.
Alebo rôznych potrieb, ktoré sú okolo nás.
And we might get fired up for this thing.
A možno, že sa zapálime pre takúto vec.
You know, let's help the homeless, let's help this person, let's take care of this person.
Že možno si povieme, že poďme pomôcť bezdomovcom alebo tejto mm-hmm. alebo tamtej osobe.
That if we can take, we can try to be the solution in our flesh.
Ako keby sme sa stali, že vyriešiť tú situáciu vlastným telom, vlastnej síly.
And we might think people are going to recognize, hey, God's in this.
A možno, že si hovoríme, že ľudia rozoznajú, že veď v tomto je Boh.
I'm gonna pound that guy's face in the name of Jesus.
Ja mu môžem uvaliť jednu, že v mene Ježiša.
Right? They're not gonna get it.
Nie, oni to takto nepochopia.
They didn't get it when Moses did it.
A nepochopili to ani vtedy, keď to urobil Mojžiš.
They're not gonna get it when I did it.
A nepochopia to ani, keď to urobím ja.
Because it's not Jesus behind that.
Lebo za tým to nie je Ježiš.
Right? And sometimes we can want to help God out.
A nie, my ako keby sme chceli občas, že pomôcť Bohu.
You know, we can do good things even in our flesh.
A skutočne môžeme robiť aj v našom tele dobré veci.
The same things that God wants to do by his own spirit.
Rovnaké veci, ktoré chcel by Pán Boh urobiť, ale v jeho vlastnom duchu.
Because I mentioned before, God spoke to Moses about this, Abraham about this situation in Genesis chapter 15.
Lebo už som to spomínal, že v tej prvej Mojžišovej 15. kapitole Boh hovoril Abrahamovi, že ich vyvedie, že im pomôže.
And God said very specifically.
A Boh to povedal veľmi jasne.
Your people, your family will be in slavery.
Že tvoji ľudia, tvoja rodina bude zotročená.
But I want to take them out.
Ale ja som ten, ktorý chce vyviesť von.
I want to save your family.
Ja ich chcem zachrániť.
And God wanted to do that.
A Boh to chce urobiť.
And he didn't need Moses' help.
A on nepotreboval Mojžišovu pomoc.
At least not in this way.
Alebo určite nie takýmto spôsobom.
All right, and we might be passionate to, you know, help God out, but God doesn't need our help necessarily.
Že my možno môžeme byť zanietení, aby sme Bohu pomáhali, ale Boh nie vždy potrebuje takúto pomoc.
We're going to see that there's some consequences to serving God in our flesh.
A my vidíme aj tu, že sú určité dôsledky toho, keď Bohu slúžime vo vlastnom tele.
Let's read verses 15 through 22, and if you could read that, that'd be
great. Poďme prečítať od 15. do 22. veršu. Keď sa o tom dopočul faraón, chcel dať Mojžiša zabiť. Mojžiš však utiekol do krajiny Midiančanov a sadol si k studni. Midianský kňaz mal 7 dcér, ktoré prišli načerpať vodu do valov a napojiť stádo svojho otca. V tom prišli pastieri a odohnali ich. Mojžiš však stál, pomohol im a napojil ich stádo. Keď sa vrátili k otcovi Reuelovi, spýtal sa ich, prečo ste sa dnes tak skoro vrátili? Odpovedali mu, nejaký Egyptian nás vyslobodil z rúk pastierov, ba načerpal nám aj vodu a napojil stádo. Otec sa spýtal dcer, kde je? Prečo ste ho tam nechali? Zavolajte ho, nech sa hraje. Mojžiš sa rozhodol zostať u toho muža, ktorý mu dal svoju dceru Ciporu za ženu. Porodila mu syna a dal mu meno Garšón. Povedal totiž, stal som sa prisťahovalcom v cudzej krajine.
So, Moses, because of his flesh, working in his flesh, he's exiled from his land.
Práve preto, čo urobil Mojžiš z toho svojho popudu z tela, tak musí odísť z krajiny.
He's Moses out, he's pulled out of
je
Egypt.
Je znovu vytiahnutý von, vymojžišovaný von.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. I'm getting better.
You are getting better. So, and he's exiled in this land of Midian for the next 40 years.
Čiže musí byť v tomto vyhnanstve vonku v krajine Medičanov po ďalších 40 rokov.
That's a pretty harsh time out, right?
A to je dosť dlhý čas, však.
You know, and he goes from being this prince of Egypt.
A on vlastne sa stáva z toho princa egyptského
to this lowly shepherd in Midian.
Sa stáva z neho tento nízky a ponížený pastier.
And remember when we studied in Genesis?
A pamätáte, keď sme študovali prvú Mojžišovu?
That the Egyptians thought shepherds were the lowest.
Tak Egyptiania mali tú predstavu, že pastieri sú tá najnižšia vrstva.
That was like the lowest job you could have.
Že to je ten najhoršia práca, ktorú môžete mať.
That was for the outcasts.
Že to je pre tých, ktorí sú tí na hranici spoločnosti.
You know, and so he goes from being this man in charge to doing the lowest job.
Čiže naraz vlastne si vymenil pozíciu z pozície, kde bol chlapík, ktorý mal moc, na pozíciu, kde je nikto.
And he lived in a pretty tough area. This is actually a picture of Midian, part of Midian.
A toto je obrázok z Midianu a to je vlastne, ako to tam vyzerá.
Pretty green there, huh?
Že je to zelené však.
Yeah. This, so anyways, rough country.
Je to skutočne, že ťažká krajina.
Right? And he's taking care of the sheep, he's learning humility.
A on sa tu stará o ovce a učí sa pokore.
And we see that he gets hooked up with the Zipporah.
A vidíme, že sa zavesí do cipory.
You know, he who finds a wife finds a good thing.
Ona je žena dobrá vec.
You know, she's the daughter of the priest of Midian.
A je to vlastne dcera kňaza z Midian.
Probably a godly woman.
A pravdepodobne to bola duchovná žena vyrastajúca v duchu.
Yeah, okay. Cool. And it says they have a kid here.
A hovorí sa o tom, že tu majú dieťa.
Their first son.
A ich prvý syn.
They name him Gershom.
A nazvali ho Gershom.
And it's interesting, in Moses naming his son, we get a little insight into his spirit.
A možno, že keď sa pozrieme na preklad toho mena, tak pochopíme, že aký duch, ktorý bol v tej krajine, alebo ako sa cítil Mojžiš.
Because Gershom is an alien there.
Lebo Gershom znamená, že byť prisťahovcom v cudzej krajine.
Or I'm a foreigner, basically.
Byť proste cudzincom.
You know, and he was naming his kid after the feelings he was having.
A on pomenoval svojho syna po vlastných pocitoch, ktoré mal.
He said, I'm a stranger here.
Alebo vedel, že ja som tu cudzinec.
I don't belong here.
Ja sem nepatrím.
You know, his identity is all messed up.
Jeho identita je celá zmetená.
You know, he doesn't feel comfortable Midian.
Lebo sa necíti dobre ako Midiančan.
You know, he didn't feel comfortable in Egypt.
A necítil sa dobre ani v Egypte.
He wasn't accepted by the Hebrews.
Nebol akceptovaný ani Hebrejmi.
You know, who am I?
Tak kto som?
What am I?
Alebo čím sa mám stať? Čo som?
You know, he thought he knew what he was supposed to do. He thought he was going to save the Hebrew people.
A mal pocit, že jeho úlohou je zachrániť Hebrejov.
And that was a huge mess.
A to nevypálilo veľmi dobre.
Yeah. I don't know, you ever feel like that?
Máte pocit, že sa vám to stalo?
That you're like, man, what am I doing here?
Že si hovoríte, že čo tu robím?
You know, like, I'm a complete failure at what I thought I was supposed to do.
Že mám pocit, že som úplne zlyhal vo veciach, ktoré som mal pocit, že mám urobiť.
Or you thought you were going to be someone else when you grew up and you didn't end up being that.
Alebo ste si hovorili ako dieťa, že budete, že sa niečím stanete a nakoniec ste sa tým nestali.
You know, I think we all have those periods of self-reflection, we're like, wow, man, this is pretty weird. This is not where I want to be.
Pravdepodobne viacerí máme, že takú schopnosť sebareflexie a si hovoríme, že toto nie je ten, kým by som chcel, aby som bol.
We have a little bit of a feeling of being lost.
Že ako keby sme mali pocit, že sme tak trochu stratení.
So we see Moses is on the fringe of this society. He's out in the back, taking care of the sheep.
Čiže vidíme, že ako keby na okraji spoločnosti a stará sa o ovce.
And it looks like Moses is doing nothing but learning humility. God is doing something.
Vyzerá to tak, ako keby Mojžiš robil nič, okrem toho, že sa učí pokore, ale Boh tam robí veľa.
God is preparing Moses.
Lebo Boh tu pripravuje Mojžiša.
Because God will prepare the men and women that he calls.
Lebo Boh pripravuje predom ľudí, ktorých si povoláva.
But he's also going to prepare the work for Moses.
Ale on takisto pripravuje prácu, ktorú dá Mojžišovi.
We've talked many times about the verses in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. We won't look at it.
Veľa raz sme hovorili o Efežanoch 2 chapter 2 verse 10.
2:10.
2. kapitola 10. verš.
You know where it says God has prepared beautiful works for us to walk into.
Kde sa hovorí o tom, že Boh pripravil nádherné veci pre nás, ktorými by sme mali kráčať.
But God's got to prepare them before we walk into them.
Lebo Boh ich pripravil predtým, ako my do nich vstúpime.
And we'll see in verses 22 through 25 that God's preparing something.
Vidíme tu vo veršoch 23 až 25, že Boh tu niečo pripravil.
If we look at the next slide, Eric. So, I'll just read it.
Okay.
During that long period, the king of Egypt died. Hurrah!
Zomrel král, tak hurrá.
And the Israelites groaned in their slavery, and they cried out in their cry for help because of their slavery. And their cry for help because of their slavery went up to God. And God heard their groaning, and he remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. So God looked on the Israelites and was concerned about them. So we see that God heard his people.
Takže vidíme, že Boh počul svoj národ.
He remembered his people.
A pamätal na nich.
And he looked upon his people.
A vzhliadol na nich.
You know, I think that God is doing this often.
A ja si myslím, že toto Boh robí často.
Sometimes we see problems in the world and we think, you know, where's God?
A často vidíme problémy vo svete a pýtame sa, že kde je v tomto Boh?
You know, you hear about these injustices or you experience them, you're like, where is God?
Že vy vidíte všetky tie nefair veci, ktoré sa dejú alebo sa dejú aj u vás a pýtate sa, kde je Boh?
I think he is hearing us.
A ja viem, že myslím si, že nás počuje.
He's remembering us.
A pamätá na nás.
He's looking at upon us. You know, and instead of asking the question, you know, God, why did you allow this?
A možno namiesto otázky, Bože, prečo si to dopustil?
We should be maybe asking the question, God, how are you going to save us from this?
By sme sa možno mali spýtať, že Bože, ako nás z tohoto zachrániš?
We like to blame God for everything, right?
My veľmi radi, že viníme Boha za všetko.
I hear all sorts of atheists blame God for everything.
Ja počujem množstvo ateistov, ako dávajú Bohu vinu za všetko.
You know, but instead of just asking the question, God, how are you going to be the hero today?
Ale možno mali by sme sa spýtať otázku, že Bože, ako sa staneš že hrdinom dnešného dňa?
How are you going to come in and save the day?
Ako zachrániš tento deň?
You know, because the reality is God cares about all these injustices more than you do.
Lebo v realite Bohu nie je jedno všetka táto nepravosť, ktorá sa deje vo svete.
You know, you might get fired up about some issue. You know what? God loves those people that you think you care about more than you care about them.
A vy možno, že sa viete zapáliť pre tú nepravosť, ale Boh, on sa o nich stará, záleží mu na nich o mnoho viac ako vám.
You know, God cares about the abused woman more than you care about her.
Bohu záleží o mnoho viacej na zneužívaných ženách ako vám.
Or the abandoned children.
Alebo opustených deťoch.
You know, or whatever the issue is.
Alebo akýkoľvek inej oblasti.
God is more interested in you.
Lebo takisto Boh je o mnoho viacej sa zaujíma o vás.
And he wants to do something.
A chce niečo urobiť.
And he does want to use you.
A on vás chce použiť.
But he wants to use you by his spirit.
Ale chce vás použiť v duchu.
We're going to read a few more verses in Exodus chapter 3.
Takže poďme si ešte v kapitole 3 prečítať pár viacej veršov.
I'm going to read verses 1 through 6.
Ja budem čítať 1 až 6.
It says, now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the desert, and he came to Horeb, the mountain of God, and there the angel of the Lord appeared to him in the flames of fire from within a bush. And Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. And when the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here I am. Verse 5, do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. And then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. What changes everything in Moses' life here?
Čo zmenilo všetko v Mojžišovom živote?
How does he know what he was created for?
Ako on vie, na čo bol stvorený?
He meets his creator.
Pretože stretol svojho stvoriteľa.
Now look at the next slide.
Pozrime sa na ďalší.
This will give you some perspective. This is where he's stuck. He's stuck here in Mount Sinai.
Čiže tu je zatuknutý na tomto mieste.
It's pretty dry area, pretty rugged area.
Je to dosť suché, také drsné. Drsná oblasť.
Over here would be Egypt.
Tu niekde je Egypt.
Up north to the far right would be Israel.
A viac na sever je Izrael.
Okay, let's look at the next slide. This is what this Mount Horeb or Mount Sinai looks like.
No, toto je ako vyzerá tá Sinai alebo ten Horeb.
So it's actually a series of mountains.
To je vlastne niekoľko rozdielných pohorí.
Pretty rugged but beautiful.
Že hodne rugged ako hrubé, ale stále krásne.
Okay. Pretty extreme place to meet God.
Dosť extrémne miesto na to, aby sme tam stretli Boha.
Okay, we'll go to the next slide. Notice that, yeah, fire, right?
Čiže si, že oheň.
It's interesting. We'll talk about more about these theophanies or these appearances of God later.
Takže ešte viacej o týchto, o tomto budeme hovoriť neskôr.
But what a crazy way that God reveals himself, right?
Že je to zvláštny spôsob, ako Boh sa zjavil.
He's got this bush that's on fire.
Že máme tu tento krík, ktorý horí.
You know, and Moses is like, hey, this is something new, let's go check this out.
Mojžiš si hovorí, o, toto je niečo nové, poďme to preskúmať.
You know, he's gonna discover what's here, right? He has no idea that God's there. He's just like, wow, this is interesting.
A on ide objavovať, čo to tam je, že netuší, že to môže byť. Boh hovorí si, to je zaujímavé.
It's more interesting than rocks,
no,
right?
O, to viac je zaujímavé ako tie skaly, ktoré sú.
Not much there.
No, už nemám na čo pozerať.
So, let's go check out this fire thing.
Tak, poďme si pozrieť tento ohnivú vec.
Right, and when he gets there, he, you know, God is calling him, Moses, Moses, Moses.
A keď tam príde, tak Boh volá, Mojžiš, Mojžiš, Mojžiš.
And I love that when we see here that God is the one who's initiating the relationship.
A mne sa to tu páči, že Boh je ten, ktorý iniciuje, začína ten vzťah.
We don't see that, you know, Moses is not around saying, hey, where can I find God? Where can I find God? Is he around here?
Že to nie je o tom, že Mojžiš sa tam prechádza a hovorí, si no, idem nájsť Boha, že je tu niekde?
Man, where's the burning bush when you need one?
Kde máme nejaký horiaci ker, keď ho potrebujeme?
You know, he's just minding his own business and God shows up.
Že on si proste len robí svoje vlastné veci a naraz sa Boh ukáže.
And God knows his name.
A Boh vie, pozná jeho meno.
Jesus will talk about this in John chapter 10.
A Ježíš o tomto hovorí v Jánovi 10. kapitole.
Says I call my sheep by their name and they know my voice.
A on hovorí, že ja volám svoje ovečky po mene a oni poznajú môj hlas.
You know, and God, and all of a sudden Moses realized, oh wow, so this is not just fire, this is God, right?
A potom si Mojžiš v určitom momente uvedomí, že toto nie je len oheň, toto je Boh.
And God gives him the protocol, gives him the...
A Boh mu dá taký protokol, čo má robiť.
Get your sandals off, son.
Trekni si, daj dole sandále.
You're on kadosh ground, holy ground.
Lebo ty si na kadosh, na posvetnom mieste.
You know, and when God calls, we come humbly, basically.
A keď Boh volá, tak my prichádzame v pokore, zvyčajne.
And God identifies himself.
A Boh tu identifikuje sám seba, pomenuje.
I am the God of your fathers.
A hovorí, ja som Boh tvojich otcov.
I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Ja som Boh Abrahama, Izáka a Jakoba.
And we see in verse 14 that he'll be more specific.
A vidíme vo verši 14, že je ešte viacej detailný.
And God said to Moses, I am who I am.
A tam hovorí Boh Mojžišovi, ja som, ktorý som.
This is what you're to say to the Israelites, I am has sent you.
A toto je to, čo máš povedať Izraelitom, ja som ten, ktorý som ťa poslal.
And next slide, if you don't mind. I am.
Ja som.
You know, what a perfect name for God, right?
Nie je to úžasné meno pre Boha.
Simple, straight to the point.
Jednoduché a ide priamo k centru.
I am and you're not.
No, ja som a ty nie.
Right? I'm God and you're not.
Ja som Boh a ty nie si.
I'm everything that you need.
A ja som všetko, čo ty potrebuješ.
I'm everything, fill in the blank.
A ja som všetko a môžete si doplniť do prázdneho miesta v konce.
I exist before you exist.
Ja som existoval predtým, ako si ty začal existovať.
I'm the creator and you are not.
Ja som stvoriteľ a ty nie si.
And we'll actually Chad will get more into this in a few weeks. Chad's going to preach on this, so I won't steal his fire.
O niekoľko týždňov Chad bude na toto kázať, takže to len aby som tak rozdúfal ohrinu, aby som neubral mu oheň.
But God is basically saying here that I am fully sufficient.
Ale Boh tu jednoducho hovorí, ja som dostatočný, dostačujúci.
I'm everything that's needed.
Ja som všetko, čo potrebujete.
We're going to look at the next few verses, and if you could read verses 7 through 10.
Čiže budeme čítať od 7 do 10. verša.
We get a picture into the heart of God and his care for his people.
Uvidíme, aké má srdce Boh a ako sa chce postarať o svojich ľudí. Hospodin mu povedal, dobre som si všimol útrapy svojho ľudu v Egypte. Počul som jeho volanie o pomoc pod údermi poháňačov a viem o jeho bolestiach. Preto som zostúpil, aby som ho vyslobodil z moci Egypta a vyvedol z tej krajiny do krajiny dobrej a rozľahlej, ovplývajúcej mliekom a medom, kde bývajú Kanánčania, Chetiti, Amorejčania, Perizeji, Chivíji a Jebusei. Chvílenie Izraelitov došlo ku mne a videl som aj ich utrpenie, i to, ako ich Egypťani utláčajú. Teraz choď, posielam ťa k faraónovi. Vyveď môj ľud Izraelitov z Egypta.
So God cares.
Čiže Boh záleží mu.
You know, he's got great plans.
Má veľké plány.
You know, and he actually wants to draw through Moses, draw his people out of Egypt.
Že vlastne cez Mojžiša chce vyviesť svoj ľud z Egypta.
He wants Moses, his people out of Egypt, right?
Že chce vy Mojžišovať ľudí z Egypta.
Right? And Moses has this great reaction to this great plan.
A Mojžiš má takú úžasnú reakciu na tento veľký plán.
Verse 11 says, but Moses said to God, who am I?
Mojžiš hovorí Bohu, že kto som ja?
You know, who am I?
Tože som ja.
I can't do this.
Veď ja toto nedokážem urobiť.
I've been there, done that.
A už som tam bol a skúšal som to.
And I've been stuck in this desert for 40 years because of it.
A potom som ostal trčať tejto púšti ďalších 40 rokov.
You know, I'm not making that mistake again.
No, už nejdem urobiť takú istotu.
You know, who am I?
A kto som ja?
You know that I'm going to tell Pharaoh anything.
Ja mu nemôžem povedať nič faraónovi.
And bring the Israelites out of Egypt. Who am I?
A vyviesť takto Izraelitov z Egypta. Že kto som ja?
God's answer is perfect.
A Boh jasne odpovedal.
Verse 15.
Vo verše 15?
No, 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 I'm sorry.
I'm far away.
I lost myself. 12. Excuse me. 12. Right after 11, right?
All right.
And God said to him,
a Boh mu povedal,
I will be with you.
Ja budem s tebou.
I will be with you.
Ja budem s tebou.
That's what changes everything.
A to je to, čo všetko zmení.
Moses couldn't save his people by himself.
Lebo Mojžiš nedokázal zachrániť svoj národ po svojej vlastnej síle.
Moses couldn't live out his calling by himself.
Nemohol vlastne urobiť to svoje, na čo bol povolaný sám zo seba.
He couldn't be who he was created to be by himself.
Lebo nemohol sa stať tým, čím by mohol byť sám od seba.
He needed God.
Potreboval na to Boha.
We need God.
Lebo my potrebujeme Boha.
We will never be who we are created to be without God.
Lebo my nikdy nebudeme tým, čím sme boli stvorení, aby sme sa stali bez Boha.
We will never be able to do the things he's called us to without himself.
My nikdy nebudeme schopní urobiť veci, ktoré sme povolaní, aby sme urobili bez neho.
So if God is calling you to something that you feel totally insufficient for.
A teda ak vás Boh povoláva na niečo, na čo máte pocit, že na to nemám.
Something that's so much bigger than your abilities.
Niečo, čo máte pocit, že je ďaleko väčšie ako sú vaše vlastné schopnosti.
Great.
Tak poviem, ste na tom super.
If you can do it, it's probably not what you're supposed to be doing.
Viete robiť sami, tak potom to nie je to, čo máte asi robiť.
He wants to put you in situations that you cannot do.
Lebo on väčšinou nás dáva do situácií, kde nedokážeme urobiť to,
that he might be in you and do it through you.
Práve preto, aby on mohol byť vo vás a urobiť to skrze vás.
Actually, we were hiking yesterday together and we were talking about this.
Je to zaujímavé, práve včera sme sa o tom rozprávali na výlete, ktorý sme mali.
And I was just talking about City Light and how there's lots of transition.
A rozprávali sme o tom, ako v City Light je veľmi veľa zmien.
And whenever it seems like we've got one thing pinned down, another thing falls apart.
A že vždy, keď konečne jednu vec vyriešime, tak iná sa zase rozpadne.
And I'm like, Lord, what's going on?
A my sa pýtame, že Bože, že o čo ide?
And the Lord's response to me was like, I want to keep you humble.
A Boh mi odpovedal, ja chcem, aby si zostal skromný.
I want to keep your shoes off your feet.
Ja chcem, aby si pekne dal svoje sandále dole.
I want you to be, you know, seeking my face constantly.
Ja chcem, aby si neustále hľadal moju tvár.
Because this church is not going to function without me.
Lebo tento
without him.
Not lebo me, him. Tento zbor nebude fungovať bezo mňa, nie mňa, ale jeho.
You know, without him doing something, we're just going to fall apart.
Lebo bez neho, ak okom nebude robiť niečo, tak všetko sa rozpadne.
So, you know, he's going to call us to tasks that are bigger than us.
Takže, lebo Boh nás povoláva k veciam, úlohám, ktoré sú ďaleko väčšie ako to, čo vieme urobiť.
I'm just going to sum up the end here.
A chcem to tak zhrnúť.
Just to make it a little bit quicker.
Aby sme to trošku urýchlili.
But basically God in the end of chapter 3 God lays out his plan.
Ale ako jednoducho na konci tej kapitoly to povie svoj plán.
And God's plan, his game plan for Moses is this.
A tam je taký veľký plán aj pre Mojžiša.
I'm gonna send you Moses to Egypt.
Ja ťa pošlem Mojžiš do Egypta.
And I'm gonna, because I'm preparing a home for your people.
Lebo ja už teraz pripravujem domov pre svojich ľudí.
I've made a promise to them.
Lebo ja som im kedysi prisľúbil.
For this wonderful land that's better than anything they can imagine.
Že dostanú nádhernú krajinu, ktorá je lepšia ako čokoľvek, čo si vedia predstaviť.
And you're going to lead my people into that land.
A ty vyvedieš môj národ do tejto krajiny.
And you're not going to leave empty-handed.
A neodídete s prázdnymi rukami.
You're going to leave and you're going to plunder Egypt on your way out.
Alebo ako budete vychádzať, tak vyzlodejíte, vykoristíte, čo sa dá.
You're not going to go out as beggars, you're going to go out as princes.
Nie, pôjdete ako chudáci, ale pôjdete ako princovia.
And I like that.
A mne sa to páči.
Because you think about what was Moses' plan.
Alebo ak si zoberiete, aký bol Mojžišov plán.
Kill one Egyptian at a time.
Zabijem jednoho Egyptiana v jednom momente.
You know, what's God's plan?
A aký je Boží plán?
So much bigger.
A ďaleko väčší.
So much better.
A o mnoho lepší.
You know, so much more dynamic and epic and big, right?
A o mnoho viac dynamický a epický a veľký.
You know, you can see some problem in this world.
A ako vidíme mnohé veci, problémy v tomto svete.
Oh, I got a solution for this.
A si možno hovoríte, ja to viem vyriešiť.
Your plans are too small.
Ale naše plány, alebo vaše plány sú veľmi malé.
God's got a much bigger plan.
Ale Boh má ďaleko väčšie plány.
And it will only be accomplished when he is doing it through you.
A môže byť iba dosiahnuté vtedy, ako on Boh bude robiť cez vás.
Our plans for our life are way too small.
Our plans
for our life are way too small.
Že naše plány sú pre nás život príliš malé.
God has much bigger plans.
Lebo Boh má ďaleko väčšie plány pre nás.
One last slide, we're going to wrap things up.
Slide up. Uzavrieme to.
Jesus said something.
Ježiš povedal.
He says, whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
Ktokoľvek stratí život pre mňa, nájde ho.
Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
Ktokoľvek stratí život pre mňa, stratí. Áno, nájde ho.
So many times we're looking for our lives, right?
Že mnohokrát hľadáme život.
We're trying to build up ourselves.
Že snažíme sa vybudovať vlastných seba.
You know, we're trying to, you know, gather our riches together.
Snažíme sa bohatstvo zozbierať.
You know, build up our who we are as a person.
Vybudovať samých seba ako osobnosti.
Jesus says, if you want to find yourself, you have to lose yourself.
Ale Boh hovorí, že chcete nájsť seba, musíte sa stratiť.
C.S. Lewis spoke about this and wrote about this.
Aj C.S. Lewis o tom hovoril a písal.
There's a great broadcast, it was called Beyond Personality.
Bola zaujímavá relácia, ktorá sa volala, že Za osobnosťou.
And he was talking about moving from being mere creatures to being sons of God.
A hovoril tam o tom, že ako sa stať z obyčajných nízkych ľudí synmi Božími.
We can be just people if we want to be.
My môžeme byť iba obyčajní ľudia, ak nimi chceme byť.
But we're called to be sons of God and sons and daughters of God.
My sme povolaní k tomu, aby sme sa stali synmi Božími.
And that's something very different.
A to je veľmi rozdielna vec.
C.S. Lewis uses an illustration of salt. I've got some salt here.
A on takisto používa takú ilustráciu C.S. Lewis o soli.
You know, if you put salt to your mouth, it's terrible, right?
Ak si dáte sol do vašej pusy, tak je to také hrozné.
It's so strong and powerful, right?
Je to také veľmi silné a mocné.
You know, and he uses this illustration that God is like salt.
A on hovorí, že Boh je ako sol.
And when the salt comes on, for example, if you, Eric, you're a chef, you know this, right?
A viete, že ak sol ide s niečím, right. Ty to vieš, lebo right. Ty si chef.
Right. If you use salt properly,
že ak používate sol správnym spôsobom,
you know, it doesn't kill the flavor of the meat or whatever you're putting it on.
Tak nezničí chuť toho jedla.
It brings out the flavor.
Ale naopak, že vytiahne tú správnu chuť z toho jedla.
And that's what happens when we meet our creator.
A to je to, čo sa stáva, keď my stretávame svojho stvoriteľa.
You know, he brings out the flavor in us.
Že prináša tú chuť, ktorú máme vo vnútri v nás.
He makes us more of what he's created us to be.
Že robí z nás viacej, robí z nás to, čo nás stvoril, aby sme boli.
It pushes us deeper into what he wants us to be and who what he wants us to do.
Že tlačí nás to hlbšie do tej predstavy, kým nás Boh chce mať.
He makes us our real taste come out.
A spôsobuje, aby tá skutočná chuť vyšla na vonok.
Jesus said something about salt.
A Ježiš takisto niečo povedal o soli.
Says we are the salt of the earth, right?
A on hovorí, že my sme tou solou zeme.
Right, we are the ones who are supposed to be bringing flavorfulness to others around us.
A my sme tí, ktorí by sme mali priniesť tú chuť pre tých všetkých okolo, ktorí sú okolo nás.
C.S. Lewis will say this.
C.S. Lewis hovorí.
Says our real selves are waiting in him.
Že naše skutočné ja a čakajú vo vnútri v ňom Bohu.
Our real selves are waiting in him.
Že naše skutočné ja čaká v Bohu.
If you give up if you give up yourself, you'll find yourself.
Že keď vzdáte sa samých seba, tak nájdete samých seba.
If you look for Christ, you'll get him.
Že ak hľadáte Krista, tak ho nájdete.
And everything else you were looking for thrown in.
A takisto všetko ostatné nájdete skrvene.
So, let's end in a word of prayer.
Takže poďme sa pomodliť.
It's nice ideas.
Bolo tu mnoho zaujímavých myšlienok.
But it's a lot harder to live in it.
Ale je to dosť ťažšie to žiť.
Hopefully we don't take 80 years to figure it out.
Dúfam, že nám to nebude trvať 80 rokov, kým na to prídeme.
So let's just pray.
Takže poďme sa pomodliť.
Lord, we thank you that you came to flavor us, Lord.
Pane, ďakujeme ti za to, že si prišiel, aby si nás ochutil.
Lord, to redeem us.
Aby si nás zachránil.
Lord, to make us into who you want us to be.
Aby si z nás urobil to, čo ty chceš z nás mať.
Lord, open our eyes to the burning bushes around us.
Pane, prosím, otvor naše oči, aby sme videli tie horiace kry okolo nás.
Lord, those experiences where you're inviting us to meet with you.
Tie rôzne príležitosti a zážitky, kedy nás voláš k tomu, aby sme zažili prítomnosť teba.
Lord, show us who we are to be.
Pane, ukáž nám, kým sa máme stať.
What we're to do.
Čo máme urobiť.
Lord, keep us patient in the meantime as we're waiting.
Pane, daj, aby sme zatiaľ boli trpezliví, kým čakáme.
Lord, help us not to despair or to lose heart.
Pane, daj, aby sme nestratili naše srdce zatiaľ.
To be lost in our own confusions.
Aby sme neboli stratení v zmetku.
Just refresh us by your spirit, Lord.
Pane, prosím, občerství nás svojim duchom.
And work in us by your spirit.
A pracuj v nás, vo vnútri, v našom, cez Ducha Svätého.
Because without you we're totally lost.
Lebo bez teba sme úplne stratení.
But in you we're found.
Ale v tebe sme znovu nájdení.
Lord, we just give you this. Give you ourselves and give you this week.
Pane, tak ti prosím, dávame našich seba samého cez tento týždeň.
In your great name.
V tvojom veľkom mene.
Amen.
Amen.